This parsha is Parshas Vayetzei. Vayetzei is a jam-packed parsha, loaded with Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu's life, Yaakov Avinu's famous dream at the beginning of parsha, Yaakov Avinu's heart, ultimately getting to Laban's house and getting married, and starting to build Klal Yisrael, to build the Jewish people, is begun this week's parsha, when Yaakov has 11 out of his 12 children, ultimately to become the 12 Shvatim. Today, on the secular calendar, just the American calendar, is the holiday of Thanksgiving. I thought it would be appropriate to discuss a little bit about Thanksgiving from a Torah perspective, to understand what Thanksgiving is really about, and to do so from learning one Rashi with you in the Parsha. Leah is the classic underdog. Rachel is Yaakov's favorite. Torah even says Yaakov loves Rachel more than Leah. And Leah somehow marries Yaakov first, as we know in this week's Parsha, and she's like snua. She's considered, in Yaakov's eyes, it's hard to translate the word, but snua means hated. Because if Yaakov loves someone more, then automatically she's hated. Obviously he didn't hate her. He loved her. But it means, as compared to Rachel Aminu, she's snua. And as such, if you look at the names of the first three children that Leah calls her sons, you see, like, you have rachmanus almost, you have mercy. You feel bad for Leah when you read the names. What's the first name? Reuven. Why is he called Reuven? Says in the Pasuk, he's called Reuven because Ki ra'ah Hashem ba'ani, God saw my suffering. I tell you, Avani, she now my husband will love me. I brought him a child, so love me. Oi. And you the next name. What's the next name? Next name is Shimon. Why? Shimon, why? Hashem heard, Ki snua anochi. God heard, and I'm hated. She called him Shimon. Third name. Look, now there's three. A third son. Ata now, Pam Yilavei Shielai. Now my husband wants to help me out. Two children, I have two hands. Three children, only two hands. How am I going to handle them? My husband's going to have to chill with me and hang out with me. And therefore, you know, she's called a lady. Lady means escort. You read these names one after the other, bang. It's like, oi, poor Leah. Never poor Leah. Saddest names. It's like, she's suffering so much. I'm not judging her. And then she has a fourth son. What's his name? Matarod, Patelet Bain, Matomer. And she says, Hapam, now, Odeh et Hashem. Now I will thank Hashem. And she calls his name Yehuda, and she stops having children. At that point, she has two more later. She has two more later. Abosai, why is Yehuda called Yehuda? Yehuda is called Yehuda because of a language of Hodah. It's all change. And shift, whole shift in tones. Until now, the tone is, Oy, Rachmanas, Nebuch. And now it's, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Rashi has a beautiful comment. Rashi says, what does it mean, Apam Odeh? Shinatalti Yoter Michalki. I got more than my lot. I got more than my lot. Why? How many kids was I supposed to have? How many was each supposed to have? Each of the four imams is supposed to have three. All of a sudden, she's the first to have children, and she has one, two, three, four. She says, I have more than my lot. Me'ata. Now, Mishli Lahomos, now to be thankful. Morai Rabosai, these words of Rashi, this little sentence of Rashi, lies the secret of Thanksgiving. The secret of being Makir Tov. The secret of being a person who is a thankful person, a person who lives with the midah of Hakaras HaTov. What is the secret? The secret is to recognize that a person always gets more than he deserves. We don't deserve anything. Nothing is coming to us. We don't deserve our health. We don't deserve our prosperity. We don't deserve our family. We don't deserve our clothes. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve our wife. We don't deserve her. She's a gift. In fact, the Ezra Hashem holds in the right time. Get married, you'll realize she's the most precious gift you will ever have. We don't deserve our children. When Hashem gives us a child, a healthy child in Ritz Hashem, many healthy children in Ritz Hashem, it's a gift. It's more than we deserve. Why is it so hard for people sometimes to be thankful? Because it's coming to me. I always had it. Parents buy you new clothes, I thank them. That's what parents do. Look, my friends got clothes, and not only that, my friends got better clothes than me. I only got last year's styles. And my friends got 2018 models. Whoa. My friend got a car. My friend got a new car. My parents bought me a used car. I should thank my parents. They got me a used car. My friends, they got a new car. And it's so hard sometimes to be thankful because of the fact that we think that we deserve things in life. But Leah taught us, no. Leah understood her mistake. She understood, you know what? Even my first child, who I called Reuven because Hashem saw my suffering, and my second child I called Shimon because Hashem heard my pleas, and my third child, Atah Pami Leah Shielai. All those things, Leah saw Rabosai. And no, even the things that we were quote unquote supposed to have are more than a lot. Oh, she realized not only now did she get more than a lot, but from the outset, from the beginning, she got more than she deserved. Because the thankful person realizes he doesn't deserve. When that mother comes home after I have a long day in wherever yeshiva, and my mother makes me supper, and it's yummy supper, I don't deserve it. My friends get it too, okay, good. Some of them don't, maybe. Some of their mothers come home, and they don't have time to give them supper. But whatever. Your mother buys you supper. She can't make supper. Thank you. Your grandparents send you a little gift for your birthday. A little check. I love those grandparents' check. I used to remember my grandparents used to send us checks for our birthday. They like to send cash in the mail. They send checks. So cute. Whatever amount, it wasn't the amount. It was a small little token. You get on the phone, you say, Zadie, Bobby, Grandma, Grandpa, thank you. And that's what we pointed out before. And whereas on the calendar today is Thanksgiving, and some people in this room might be missing their turkey and their pumpkin pie and their cranberry relish that goes with the turkey together. And don't forget the football. And don't forget the family. And don't forget all that stuff. It's all very, very chashuv. Chashuv amod. But don't misunderstand. In our religion, like we sang before, every day is Thanksgiving. Every day, more than three times a day. Every day, when we daven, we say, Modi Manach and Lach. And we thank you, Hashem, for the gift of the man. We realize, you know what? I don't deserve it. Just to add, last week and last year, I don't deserve it. Rabbi Eliezer walked through, I'm going to embarrass him. Today, he made questions for his little chabura, which I photocopied and gave to the rest of you. The rest of you guys used your seder time to help you chazar on the gemara we did this past week. Because our religion has been so awesome to me and to our shir for the last, I don't know, almost 10 years, is that a reason why? And everything is, I don't know, Omar Makom is always to the T, and he's always working so hard, isn't saying, is that a reason for me just to say, okay, he always did it, so I deserve it, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it in our shir. Those who learn the chabur with him, every single day have to say we should learn with him and hug him. You don't want to hug him, you want to hug him. But at least thank him. At least thank him. They do. Baruch Hashem, Kala Kamum. And that's Kaseder to Kaseder. There's a guard upstairs. Maybe he speaks Russian. You don't speak Russian. Maybe he speaks Hebrew. You don't speak Hebrew. But thank you, you understand. You want to not say thank you in Russian, I'll tell you. You say spasiba. You want to not say it in Ukrainian, this might be Ukrainian. I happen to have a Ukrainian in the house. You say Yakiyu. Yakiyu in Ukrainian. Yakiyu. If you want to say it, you say Toda Rabba. And in English, you say thank you. That's all it takes. All it takes.
Wait, how do you say it in English?
All it takes is thought. All it takes is Leah to realize, HaPa'abodeh Hashem, to realize, Natalti Yoter Michami, I got more than I deserve, because everything we have is more than our chilek. Everything is more than our chilek. We don't deserve anything. It's all a gift. It's a gift from Hashem. And people give us gifts also not because we deserve it. If we have that attitude, that mindset in life, we'll become very thankful people. I want to close with this. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, whenever I talk about cars, I remember my grandma. My father's mother, Allah Shalom, she was an amazing woman. Amazing woman. She passed away around 6.5 years ago. My son, who was born that year, Natana, he called Natana. I couldn't call her Edel, because it's not a boy's name. But I couldn't call her Rifa, that's not my name. And it's also not a boy's name, he's a boy. But we called him Natana Simcha. And we had a mind in Midos of my grandmother. And her Midah was a Mamish Midah, my Ursa Tov. She shined beautiful in that Midah. In fact, I used to call her sometimes when I wanted a boost. I'd say, hi, Bobby, how are you? It's Andy. That's what she would say. Andy, thank you so much for calling me. I'm so happy to hear your voice. I really appreciate the call. I'd be like, I feel like $1 million. It was like a boost. She really genuinely appreciated the call when I called her for whatever, before Shabbos. Chevron, today's Thanksgiving on the secular calendar. Every day is Thanksgiving. Jewish calendar, on our calendar. You should be zochet to learn from Leah, Hapam Odes Hashem, to be thankful to Hashem for all of our gifts, to realize that what we have in life is more than we deserve. You should be zochet to inculcate in our lives this wonderful golden midah of Hakaras Tov and Bez Hashem. Be grateful to the people that live every day as Thanksgiving Day. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Moshe.